1819, Hernan Cortes made a decision that would echo through history. Upon landing on the shores of the New World, he faced impossible odds. Outnumbered and surrounded by uncertainty, he gave an audacious order: burn the ships. With no way to retreat, his men had one choice: fight to succeed or die trying. And they did succeed. Cortes' story isn't just about conquest, it's about commitment. It's about making bold decisions, eliminating excuses, and going all in on your vision. Welcome to Burning the Ships, the podcast where we explore what it means to take risks, push boundaries, and refuse to look back. I'm Jason Seward, your host. In each episode, we'll share stories, strategies, and insights to help you tackle your challenges head on. Overcome obstacles and make your own history. This is Burning the Ships. Let's get started. Welcome to Burning the Ships Weekly Ramble, and I'm your host, Jason Seward. And today we're going to dive into a topic that it'll be a little bit controversial in the sense that kind of in the entrepreneurial space, I hear this quite a bit, and it's just something that I disagree with. And it's this idea that as you evolve, as an adult and as an entrepreneur, the quote that kind of goes with this is, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And I do believe that for some folks that's true, right? The folks you spend a lot of time with tend to have more influence on, the choices and decisions you make. So I think that can be true. But, when you dive into that quote a little bit with a lot of people, and you hear this on a lot of influential podcasts and stuff like that, but just saying that you've got to cut out all these old relationships in your life that don't support the life you're living now or the dreams you have now. I could not disagree with that more. And I'm going to get into that in this episode. Before I almost forgot JJ's joke of the week. So we will get that out of the way. And this is JJ's joke of the week. Who has ears but cannot hear? A cornfield. And that is JJ's joke of the week. I need to let him watch Field of Dreams. I don't know that, I'm pretty certain he hadn't seen that movie, but the cornfield thing made me think of that, and he loves baseball. So anyway, that's a little sidetrack there, but that's JJ's joke of the week. Now we'll get into it. So something I value in my life more than most things are the friendships that I have, the close friendships I have. I have intentionally, and this it could be a lot. I could go do a whole podcast on why this is, but I've been very intentional in my life about who I allow like really into my bubble. And what I mean by my bubble, I'm not saying that like I have some special place that I allow people into to be a part of my life, but when I'm talking about my bubble, I'm talking about folks that really, really know me, the deep, internal things about me, the struggles I've been through, the good, the bad, the ugly, the funny stories, the immature stories, all those things in my life. I've been very calculated and careful throughout my life of who I let in and that deep, right? I have a lot of acquaintances, a lot, I've just through being, who I have become as an adult, even in my corporate career, I was in sales. I was networking a lot. I had a lot of friends within that company, and whatnot. And I continue to do that through real estate and this podcast and stuff like that. So I put myself out there quite a bit. But the thing I value more than all of that are these relationships I've had since I was young, since I was a very young kid in a lot of cases. And these are friendships I've held on to intentionally throughout the years. No matter how I evolve or how they evolve, I make sure to try to keep these relationships close to me. And in a lot of these cases, you know, we're on completely separate or different trajectories in life, right? I have some friends that work for corporations and will until the day they retire, and they're happy with that. That's great. I have some friends that don't have children, not married. I have some friends that are farmers. I have some friends that, you know, bounce around job to job still and just haven't really, from a career standpoint, figured things out. I have some friends that have amassed great wealth. I have some friends that are, you know, still renting an apartment and, you know, struggling to pay the electric bills. So none of that matters to me. Like, these are friends that have been with me and grown up with me in life throughout all the good, bad, all that stuff. And, you know, I think back, like, if I apply the logic of you got to cut people that aren't supportive or not adding value to the path that you're on, then I would cut out just about every most important person in my life, right? And it's not that they don't support what I'm doing, but in a lot of cases, they're just not involved with real estate or entrepreneurship and they don't understand it. So it's not a topic of conversation, right? But what is a topic of conversation are a lot of the memories and stories that we've shared over the years. And these are people that have seen me and I've seen them at their best and their worst. And we're always going to be connected through that. And the reason these relationships are so important to me and my sanity is because these people, and again, it's just a handful of people in my life, but these people are like, you know, it's kind of like, I think of like a dog getting lost in the world, right? You take a dog out, take him away in your truck and drop him off miles away from home. His instinct is always going to take him back home. And home, and I'm the same way. Home to me is my small rural town in Virginia with very few people. But we can all sit around a campfire and drink a few beers and laugh until our stomachs hurt about whatever we're laughing about, whether it's telling funny stories about from high school or childhood or, you know, gossiping about whatever's going on in our little community and stuff like that. That's not doing a single thing for my business. It's not doing a single thing for my entrepreneurial growth or anything like that, but it does infinite. It provides infinite good for my heart and my soul. And I know that sounds a little corny, but it's true. And those moments, as few and far between as they are, because as we get older, like I mentioned earlier, some of my core group of friends are in different places than I am, right? Some of us are in the ones that are similar to me. We have like children and things going on in life that just keep us busy. We're kind of in that chapter of life where every weekend is busy with something with the kids or just work or business or whatever. Something's always going on. So we don't necessarily get to spend that much time together, but I crave the time we do and I value the time we do. And it's so important to me because, again, it's home. So you take a dog away from his home, his instinct wants to get him back there, right? And away from my home is, you know, again, I love people. I love networking. I love building my business. I love everything about that. But to the core of who I am, that's not who I am. I am a very small town person. My friendships are very small town, and that's home to me. And that's where I want to be as much as I possibly can. Unfortunately, I can't be there that often, just again, due to the chapters of life we're all in and stuff. And why does any of this matter? Now, it matters to me because, you know, again, a lot of the spaces I'm in now with growing a business, it's a pretty common theme to say, oh, you know, you got to leave that life behind and those friendships behind because they're not, again, like I said earlier, they're not doing anything to support your growth and where you're going. Well, that's BS. You know who's impacted by that are weak individuals, right? I can have goals and chase my dreams from a business standpoint. I can do that regardless of who's in my life. Right now, I say that. I also believe I've got to have some folks that are doing and have similar interest in those arenas when it comes to entrepreneurship and stuff like that. I've got to have those people in my life and build for friendships and relationships through those things, because I get a lot of mentors out of that. I have a business that requires building relationships and stuff like that. But it's not an either or scenario. I don't either have to have surround myself with all of those people and get rid of all my childhood friends and the people I love the most. I don't either have to do that or stay hanging around my childhood friends and the ones I love the most, and somehow they're going to compromise my growth in these other areas. It's not going to happen. Like that would happen to, again, weak individuals that, you know, are going to not be able to balance the two. And I'll give a real example. I could give a couple, but a few weeks ago, and we've done this the last several years, but it's a group of my high school friends. One of their birthdays is always in like late March or early April, but we do this late March. He's a farmer. He gets really busy in April. So we, the last several years, since his 40th birthday, we've gone down to the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Just it is five of us, and it's five of my best friends, right, from high school. From a career standpoint, none of us have anything in common. Well, I got two of the group are farmers, so they have that in common. One works at a nuclear power plant in security, and one is like a plant manager. I'm not real sure exactly what he does, but I know he's successful in that. And I'm in real estate. So, but we all get together. We make it a point. A lot of times, the only time we see each other all year. But we go down there for like two nights, we play golf, we have some drinks, and we sit there. I mean, we just did this a couple weeks ago. And one of the nights after playing golf and getting dinner, we went back to the house we were staying in, and we stayed up, I don't know how late, and just laughed. And for 2 days afterwards, my sides and my stomach hurt, were sore from laughing. Do you think that gives any value to my life? That's 100% yes. I came back from that feeling so fulfilled from getting to spend a couple days with some of my childhood friends, folks that we've tried to stay connected over all these years, and we're still able to at least get together that one time a year. Did I talk about real estate at all? None. Zero. Did I talk about growing a business, lending money? A little bit, maybe, but it wasn't a topic of conversation. Did we talk about farming? Maybe a little bit. Did we talk about whatever, security at a nuclear power plant? No. We just talked about the things that make us laugh, that make us connected and keep us connected. And that is important to my life. So this idea of like having to cut these types of friendships out in order to grow is absolutely ridiculous to me. Now, I go to a lot of mastermind events and real estate and stuff like that, and I've formed some very, very good, like, later in life friendships through those masterminds, right? And we've broke bread together, we've had drinks together, we've discussed business things. These friends have helped me make significant breakthroughs in my mindset and my business and all that stuff. But they're not I'm building relationships with these people, but my core friends and the relationships that mean the most to me are the ones that I just spent a weekend in the Outer Banks of North Carolina with. I also have like another group of friends that I go on a couple golf trips with every year. And we go for a couple days on these golf trips all over the country. And we get silly. Like, we play golf, we drink, we act up, we act like immature adults, and we have a very good, fun time, right? Now, the group I go with, it's like 8 or 10 guys, depending on who can go every year, but none of them are involved with real estate, or very, very little involvement with real estate, and don't understand my business at all, nor do we talk about it that much. We just go get together and have a good time and have fun. And like, again, these are some of my very best friends, but they're some of my longest relationships I've had in my life. And I value them. And on the last weekly ramble, I talked about the importance of having a good spouse, right? And that is a, I'll believe that for as long as I live, that my spouse, Katie, is the most important piece of the puzzle. And my children and family and stuff like that. But a close second to all that are these relationships that I'm talking about. I mentioned earlier that I've been very intentional about keeping that bubble small of the folks I really have let into my the core of who I am over the years. And the reason I say that's intentional is because I think of things like through kind of like how much bandwidth I have to commit to certain things and stuff like that. Well, these core friends of mine, like I mentioned earlier, I might see some of them once a year. Some of them I might not see for a couple years. Some I see a couple times a year. But what I never have to worry about with these people is, are they still my friends? Do they still like me? Are they worried about me or anything like that? I don't even have to think about that. We can go 3 years without seeing each other, maybe just communicating through a few phone calls and texts. But I know when we see each other, we're going to pick right back up. We still love each other as much as we did when we were 10 years old. And that is fulfilling. Now, what I mean by bandwidth is if I have infinite numbers of those relationships, just like over the years, everybody that I meet, allow them in. Well, now that's a lot of relationships to manage, right? And it creates chaos, and I'm not good at managing all of those relationships. Again, I have a lot of friendships and relationships, but the core ones, the ones that I don't have to stress about whether they're, you know, if I don't see them for a while, that's fine. If I don't call them for a while, that's fine. Those are the ones that I'm considering my core relationships. And I've been intentional about limiting those because, number one, the more of those that I have, you know, if I had 100 really close friends, it'd be impossible to manage, you know, those relationships and manage them at the depth that I try to manage the ones that I do have. The other thing is that it creates a lot of conflict, right? You know, I'm already pulled in a million different directions as it is, just with business, kids, life, everything like that. If I had 100 like really tight friends that also were, you know, demanding my attention and time all the time, along with my business and my kids and my wife and all that, it would create so much stress in my life. So again, I limit these relationships, these core deep relationships, but I value them almost as much as I value the relationship with my wife, the relationship with my kids, right? It's right up there with them. Because I know, like, if crap hits the fan and I need some help, or, you know, it's kind of cliche, but these are the types of friends where I can call at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, I need you to get in your car. I need you to come over here and I'll explain it when you get here. I only have a few folks in my life that are dropping everything they're doing and they're going to show up without question. And, you know, I only want a few people like that. And I am that way to a few people as well. And these are the types of folks that I may go 5 years without talking to any of them, you know, not usually the case. That's an extreme, but you know, at the drop of a hat, if I need them to bail me out, if I need them to, I'm in a financial pinch and I need their help. If they can help, they will. If I need them to go help me bury a body. And that is a joke, I have to say. But whatever it is, they will show up and they will help. And I will with them as well. Those are core friendships. And those are important. And those are valuable. So what does this have to do with like mindset and burning the ships and business and all that stuff? A lot, you know, when I break it down, because I've always walked this line of like really trying hard not to forget where I came from, right? Not to forget the humble beginnings, the struggles early on in life, all the people in my life early on as I became, you know, went through childhood, through the teenage years, through college, and then, you know, evolved as an adult. But all those early years, a lot of people played huge roles in my life, right? Important roles, whether it just be a shoulder to cry on, or somebody to hang out with and have fun with. That's important to me. And I see so many entrepreneurs get lost in this pursuit of just making as much money as possible, having as big of an influence as possible, and they forget where they came from. And I know that's a cliche statement. Don't forget where you came from. Well, you see it. I mean, it's cliche for a reason, because a lot of people do forget where they came from. I'll never do that. I'm going to hold on to these relationships till the day I die. And I will compromise a lot of things to protect those relationships and protect these core relationships and friendships that I've been able to build over the years. And the reason that's important in my business is because it provides me a lot of balance, right? It's always top of mind to me that, because I'm guilty sometimes of it, where my brain will just go down this road of, God, we can blow this thing up. If I can just sacrifice 2 years of just all in commitment, never thinking about anything else, then this thing will blow up. And then I can go back to my relationships, my friendships. That's tempting to do. But I don't have to do that, nor do I want to do that. There will come a time, you know, I've said this before, like right now I'm in the chapter of life where I'm trying to spend as much time with my kids as I can, right? There's going to come a time where they grow up, they become adults, they move on and start building their careers and lives, where I will be in a new chapter, where at that point I want to devote all of my time and energy to my business or whatever, I'll do it. If not, I won't do it. But when it comes to these friendships, they're always going to be there. They're always going to be there for me. And I cannot forget about those friendships and the things that are most important to me in pursuit of all these other dreams I have, because those relationships come first. The dreams, again, like I said earlier, it's not an either or thing. I can pursue one and hold on to the other. And this idea of you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, I mean, I can see where that's true for some people, and I'm not going to say weak people, because like I personally am not that influenced by the people I spend time with that it's shaping me into who I am, right? I can go spend time with five billionaires. It's not going to make me like a billionaire. It's not going to make me think that way. I am who I am. I can spend time with five janitors and I'm still going to be who I am. I can enjoy my time with them. And if that's who I'm spending most of my time with, that's fine. I'm still going to pursue the things and dreams and goals that I have in business. One's not going to influence the other in my world. So yes, I do think for some people, they've got to surround themselves with, you know, they are the average of the five people. That may or may not be true. I don't know. It's a cool thing to say. You hear it all the time. I'm going to be who I am, regardless of who I'm surrounded by. I'm a little bit better of an entrepreneur when I have good mentors around me, when I'm attending these masterminds and being around like-minded people. I'm also a lot more fulfilled of an individual when I'm around people that have nothing to do with these entrepreneurial goals that I'm chasing, but they fulfill me in other ways by just being a good friend and providing good laughter and things like that. And some people do both, and those are great as well. So this, like the name of the show indicates, was truly a ramble. And I guess if there's anything I want folks to take away from it is, You know, as you're building whatever it is you're building, whether it's just in a 9-to-5 job, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're an entrepreneur that's trying to, you know, build a mega business, whether you're a firefighter, a military service person, whatever it is, don't forget where you came from, right? I know that sounds cliche, but don't feel like you have to burn those old relationships to the ground in order to pursue new goals. You and everybody listening out here is strong enough to pursue something great that is important to you and individual to you, while also maintaining strong relationships that have been around and been a part of your life for years. I try very hard at that, and I encourage you to kind of look back and think about the people that have been a big part of your life that maybe you've lost connection with. Reach out to them. Send them a text. Try to schedule a lunch with them. Schedule a weekend with them. Something like that. Those people made you who you are, right? They played a big role. Now, who you are now might be different than who you were when you were around these people, but they're still a big part of your story. And to just burn those relationships, or burn the ships, if you will, on those relationships as you continue advancing in life and pursuing whatever it is you're pursuing, I don't think that's the best move. I think you can have both in this situation. You can still have that old ship there that you go back to and you know, play on every now and then, but also still pursue the things you're pursuing. So think about it. As always, I'll say reach out. I'd love to have further conversation with anybody that wants to have it on these subjects. But that'll wrap up another Burning the Ships weekly ramble. And as always, I thank you guys for following along and giving me your time and attention. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Burning the Ships. I want to give a special thanks to our sponsor, 608B Capital, helping real estate investors secure fast, reliable funding to fuel their boldest moves. If you're ready to take your investing to the next level, visit 608bcapital.com to learn more. If you found value in today's episode, please take a moment to rate and review the podcast. Your feedback not only helps us improve, but it also helps us reach more people who are ready to burn the ships and commit fully to their goals. And don't forget to share the episode with someone who needs that extra push to take bold action. I'll leave you with this. Burning the ships isn't just about removing the option to retreat. It's about unlocking the courage to charge forward. No matter the odds, the past is behind you and the future is yours to conquer. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time on Burning the Ships.